Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Today has come. Time has gone. It was just yesterday. Now today has come. All the late nights, your cries in the dark, and you depended on me. You needed me to soothe your fears, to cure your hunger, to come for you, to comfort you by all means, to watch you close your eyes to rest after a song or book at night, dream, and be bigger than me the very next day, or so it seemed that way. A duty that changed my life, an obligation that couldn't be denied, and the joy that makes it worth every penny, every gray hair, every tear, and every second of it. Time has gone. I just held you close yesterday. Now you have grown. Today has come. Happy birthday, my baby, my child. Happy birthday to the man you have become and the man that you will be. Happy birthday. I love you, my son.
A mother's love of a son. Dreams, wishes for success, bright futures, and shared experiences. Now imagine being robbed of those shared experiences because of a violent crime. This could be anyone's story, but today it is Betterson Wade's story.
The death of Dexter Wade. On March 5th, at approximately 7:30 p.m., Dexter leaves home.
On March 5th, at 7:54 p.m., Mr. Wade is struck and killed by a Jackson PD vehicle.
Evening of March 5th, the prescription bottle with Dexter's name was found on his body.
March 8th, the coroner's office gets next of kin information.
March 9th, crime lab confirms Dexter's identity.
On March 14th, Mr. Wade is reported missing by his mother.
July 14th, Dexter is buried in a state-run cemetery.
On August 24th, the police inform Dexter's mother of his death.
October, Dexter's mother visits his unmarked grave. And October really stuck out to me, like the time gap.
Yes. So this story is about Dexter Wade, but it's also about his mother, Betterston Wade, and also the failure of the police to notify his mother in an appropriate amount of time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Janine, you said the one that stuck out the most is it wasn't until October where Betterson Wade was ultimately able to visit his unmarked grave.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I feel like when we were first discussing things and we were first looking at the documentation that has to do with this case and with this situation, I couldn't help but to think why, and maybe because of my mistrust, I always smell conspiracy. I always like, yo, something doesn't seem right here, because they ruled it an accidental death. Mm-hmm. But if it's an accident, why are we waiting so long? Because accidents is accidents. They happen. Accidents happen. Even tragic accidents like this one. But for it to go so long without notifying the family, like, why? Y'all knew who he was. You knew who his next of kin was. You knew that this poor lady was searching for her son. Mm-hmm. And she thought her son was missing.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
Y'all knew.
They did. Now, I think context is big, right? So she didn't report him missing until about March 14th. So I feel like that's something that a lot of people are going to question. But there is a reason. The Wade family has, at the time, and still actually currently, has an open lawsuit against Jackson PD. So there is a lack of trust of the police department. And that's why it seems like she took so long to ultimately report him missing with the police. So that really does explain that gap in time, because it was what? So March 5th? Mm-hmm. So a little over a week later is when she finally, you know, but the police department already knew who he was. Mm-hmm. I can't figure the excuse. I think that they kind of chalked it up a little bit within the news article. They're chalking it up to the fact that they couldn't find current information or an active phone number for the family. But you guys have an open lawsuit. You can't find them?
Right. Don't you know who their attorney is? And it ain't sitting well with me, because I don't know. I really feel like maybe a second opinion. Yeah, considering the length of time that it took them to notify the mother, that's the part that makes me, it makes it more questionable in my mind. Because when accidents happen, you kind of report them relatively when it happens. You don't wait until months later. Not when it's an accident. I mean, it's not sitting well with me. It doesn't, it's like this, huh? Nah, that's real suspect on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. And there's no justification for it, not especially when y'all knew. Okay, so let's say very first day, the prescription bottle. Let's start with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the prescription bottle doesn't necessarily mean that's who that is. Yeah, it's a high probability that that's who it is, because they have this prescription bottle, but it's still a slight chance. Hey, you know what? It might not be this person. But now here it is 4 days later, and it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. This is who is laying here, deceased. And we're still not telling anybody about this accident. Mm-hmm. If it was an accident, it seemed like it should have been, hey, we haven't identified this person as of yet. Hey, accident took place such, such, such day. Like, an accident is reported right away. But even if we're not reporting it right away because we don't know who this person is, 4 days later, we know who this person is. Mm-hmm. Not only do we know who this person is for sure, but we already know who next of kin is. Mm-hmm. So why are we waiting? Usually when people wait from my experience, it's because they're trying to buy time, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
They're trying to give that distance.
I believe so. I believe so. I believe they were, like you said, I think they're trying to buy time. There's no excuse. There's no justifying why it took so long. It took 5 months for an official death notification to be completed. 5 months.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
And the person who, we call it a violent crime because this is a crime. They're ruling it an accident. But there is a crime here, even if it was initially an accident. Like you said, an accident happened. But the crime is violent because how he passed away. And the crime is also violent because they didn't let the family know.
Yes.
That in itself is a crime. Like, to me, I mean, maybe in the eyes of the law, maybe it doesn't qualify. You know, I'm not an attorney. Maybe in the eyes of the law, that doesn't ring true. But for me, that in itself is a separate crime. 5 months.
I agree. As a mother, as a parent, as any person that has a loved one, and you're like, hey, this person is missing. My child, my spouse, my loved one is missing. And so we're out here like, you know, what happened? What happened? What happened? And we want to not think that that person is deceased. We don't want to believe that that person is just never coming back. I there's always that little hope, you know, but for them to know.
It's almost, so Miss Betterson Wade, that is Dexter's mother. According to her, she'd never received a call for the death notification, but she had spent months in contact with the Jackson Police Department, calling them, trying to find out what might have happened to her son. Apparently, she was out there searching, exploring abandoned homes looking for him. But she was in regular contact with them. Can you chalk this up to, isn't it? Like, can you chalk this shit up to a miscommunication between missing persons? And like, that doesn't even sound right. Y'all don't talk to each other in your own fucking department? Oh, look, I have this unidentified person. Maybe this is your missing person. It's not rocket science.
Nah, I don't.
It ain't rocket science, people.
I can't see. I don't know. I don't know. A part of me was like, well, maybe, just maybe. Maybe it's a possibility. It was a miscommunication. But then I think to myself, hell, there's people that come up missing and other people in other departments are like, hey, maybe this is this body. Right?
Oh,
other department. So y'all in the same place?
Yeah.
This poor mother has been looking for her child and y'all done buried her son and never said a word. But then says accidental? Nah, that seems real freaking intentional to me. That seems malicious almost.
I think in one of the, yes, and this is where it kind of feels like maybe there definitely could potentially be a definitely, there could potentially be a cover up, right? Because apparently one of the things that the family is questioning is, when you look at his timeline or when you think through his timeline, when he left the house versus where he was struck, it seems like it was a significant distance away. And it's like, how did you get here within 25 minutes based on the miles that you were traveling? So I don't have that verbatim in my head. I just know that I read that within one of the many articles we were reading for this. But that's one thing that's very questionable. Okay, but it seems suspicious. And I'm like, okay, I don't know the exact mileage from where he started out versus where he ended up passing away. But the family is questioning, how did you get here so fast? So maybe there's a piece missing to the puzzle.
Okay, so
yeah,
let's take a look at this timeline, right? Okay, let me open up the timeline. Let's take a look at the timeline.
And I'm going to try to find the article where they kind of they're questioning this.
So that is, that's less than 30 minutes. He was struck and killed. But in this timeline, it doesn't say exactly where he was when he was struck and killed. So maybe that's the missing piece. So like you said, let me see. Open up the article. Does it say how far away from his home it was?
I saw one that actually had a map. I know. It's like they got hit with a double whammy from this fucking department. Her brother gets killed by the police department, and then suddenly her son is also ran over. Like, what the fuck?
An accident. Okay, right. An accident. Well, then why the time?
Uh-huh. Is it in That's this ridiculous. Article? I'm trying to find it. There's one that I could have sworn I saw a map. They were like, what's this? Where is this discrepancy? Oh.
I mean, I would have a mistrust. I would have a mistrust, especially considering they had a family member that
Here's
also
what it is.
Died in the car.
Here's what it is. So Mr. Wade was less than a mile away from his mother's house when he was struck and killed. But he left his house at 7:30. He's less than a mile away from his house at 7:54 where he's struck and killed. It don't take that long to get to a half a mile. I could do that. Let me see. I could do a mile and a half walking.
So where the hell was he the rest of the time then?
Yeah. There's a big gap in the timeline being half a mile away from his house. That's what the discrepancy is, and that's what they're questioning. He was less than a
mile. So it's not that he was far away. It was that he wasn't that far away.
Right.
So where did all the time go? Because if you left at 7:30, by this time, you should be way further along. So what happened between now? What happened to between that time gap? Like, where was he at?
Yeah. So when I really think about it, I could walk a mile and a half, a little bit over, in about 30 minutes if I'm hustling. So it don't take that long to get less than a mile away.
Oh, man.
It shouldn't have taken more than 10 minutes, roughly, realistically. I mean, he could have been shooting the shit with his friends, whoever he met along the way. That's possible. That's a possibility. But with, you know, it's just weird to me that in this day and age, as many people have cameras and stuff everywhere, you can't trace his steps.
Maybe they can. Maybe they don't want to.
Maybe they can't.
Just like they didn't want to notify, the family.
Yeah.
How disrespectful. This mother is calling y'all on a regular basis trying to find her child. Mm-hmm. And don't nobody know nothing. Or y'all do know. Somebody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the problem? I don't know.
There's so many elements to this story, right? Because it's like one big failure. It's a huge failure when it comes to the police department. And then this is the second failure for the family itself. And it's just, it's mighty convenient that it's kind of convenient and very suspect. Very suspicious, certainly for me. Dude, I'm like, this system don't make sense. Even it, like you said, even if it was an accident, okay, it was an accident, but then just notify the family. It shouldn't take 5 fucking months. It shouldn't take 5 months. I don't know how big Jackson, Mississippi is, but I don't think it's that big. It's not like you're living in New York where you got 5 damn boroughs and stuff like that. So it's not that big of a place for something like this to be lost.
No, even if it is big, I wouldn't give a damn if it was New York with 5 boroughs or whatever the situation may be. Y'all knew who this person was 4 days in. I give him a pass. I'm not going to lie. I give him the pass with the pill bottle. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can give them a pass for the first day, right? But when they knew 4 days in, when they got it absolutely confirmed, no, this is who this is, I just can't. I'm just so confused by that. That is not working for me.
Yeah.
Because now we know for sure this is who this is. And not only do y'all know who it is, but clearly you know who the next of kin is.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's missing here? And I think that's what someone needs to look into. Uh-huh. Because something's missing.
Yeah.
The math ain't math. It ain't that's how we say, like, I'm not, you know, it's just not sitting well with me. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Why?
I agree.
Why?
I think the one, I don't know. I think it's a good thing because, you know, Mr. Crump, you know, he's a civil rights attorney and I believe he's taking on their case on both accounts, right? Because this is, yes. Okay, so Benjamin, so I'm reading an article. Benjamin Crump did join Miss Wade's fight for justice for her son. Of course, the city of Jackson is saying, no. There's no corruption here. There's not, you know what I mean? They're not responsible. They're not responsible, right? Okay, they're not responsible for what happened to, they're saying that they're not responsible what happened to Betterton Wade's brother. And in fact, so I think he, Mr. Crump basically, and let me kind of read through this because I feel like, oh, wait a minute. So attorney Benjamin Crump is spearheading the efforts to investigate Dexter's case with the Department of Justice. So the Department of Justice is involved, thank God. Because it's, I'm using the word convenient, but it's mighty suspect that here you have one family who two family members have lost their lives at the hands of the police department.
Now, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I have not experienced a family member being killed or victimized from a police department. But I myself, because of things that I've seen and things that I've dealt with, y'all, sometimes I feel the same way when it comes to the police. Now, if one of my kids goes missing, I'm reporting it. Period. Because the longer you wait, the harder it is usually, you know, to find missing people. So you do kind of want to, but I'm not taking, we all make decisions for ourselves. She made a decision that seemed right for her and her family because of her experiences and for things that has happened in their family, because they have already had a really bad experience with this police department. They already have a lawsuit. I think maybe I would have been a little skeptic too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I totally understand that. And my thing is, this is how I look at it from the outside looking in, and maybe I'm just looking at it wrong, but hey, ain't y'all making it worse? Because
mm-hmm.
what you're doing from someone on the outside looking in, it's almost like you're validating her damn suspicions.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm looking at this real side eye, like, wait a minute. So she's already had a family member die in y'all custody, right? And now she's reporting to you, my son's missing, and her son is accidentally struck by one of y'all officers. Mm-hmm. But if your officer accidentally hit this young man, why 5 months later?
Mm-hmm.
Why 7 months? 5 months for her to get closure, 7 months for her to actually visit her son's burial site, and y'all knew he was buried there. Mm-hmm. Since when?
It took Since seven when? Months for them to be able to visit where he was buried, and 5 months for them to even notify her. Let me ask you a question. Do you trust the police?
Depends on what I'm trusting them with.
I mean, I ask you this.
With anybody.
I ask you this because it's like, well, you had a different experience because you used to work in law enforcement. Mm. But, mm. Yeah.
I know from working as a police officer that it's like any other job. You have your good people, you have your good workers, and you have your bad. You have the people that you like, yo, I'm not for your shit today. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you have the other ones like, hey, yo, I got your bag. What you need me to do? But when I teach my kids, after working for the police department and being an officer and being on the road, I teach my kids a lot different from what I was taught growing up. Because, see, I grew up in that era. It was definitely talk to the police. The police are your friend.
Mm-hmm.
The police is there for safety. The police is there to protect you. But over time, in my growth, right, I don't teach my kids that. And I feel like I can't because I'm not protecting them
mm-hmm.
if I teach them that. All police officers are not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
They are not always the safe space that we expect them or wish they would be. And it's not just them. We did a whole episode about people in power or people that supposed to have these roles, that's supposed to be trusting roles, and they are just not that. And that's what we have to teach our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have to teach them the truth.
Yeah.
Because the truth is what's actually going to protect them. This, oh, it's okay bullshit. No, it's not okay. That is not the real world. And that's part of the problem, if you ask me, is that they have, not all, but they're so sensitive to things. It's like, okay, as a parent, we want to protect our mm-hmm. kids, right? But sometimes people have different ways of protecting their kids.
Uh-huh.
Some people protect their, right? So some people protect their kids by, okay, we're not going to talk about that. I'm in disagreement with that. I feel like that's how you set them up.
For failure, yeah. Yep.
Right, because we're going to shield them from this so much. So they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know how to deal with this. They're not going to get it. And in life, we want our kids to not get things. Because some things I get, it's hurtful mm-hmm. that I get it. I sit back and I look like, yo, the average person wouldn't even see this. But because of my life experiences, I see it so clearly. But it's still a level, a way to kind of prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. Yeah. That this mistrust is here, that this is the days and the times that we live in, that she had such a distrust for the police department to where she was in fear to report. That's problem one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you want to be able, if something is wrong, if you're in danger, if you have a missing child, a spouse, a friend, you should never feel I can't report this.
Well, it's kind of like how many topics have we covered where we have both said, even looking back on the, like the Tupac episode, what they said to the witnesses. How can we build trust when you call on somebody, oh, that N-word is what? And I'm a Black person and you're saying this shit in front of me. I do not trust you. I cannot trust you.
I think he's dead. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And but that there's that repeat issue. Like you look at, I like you, we both grew up saying we have to respect the police. Maybe it's because we're girls. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But it was the same for us too, for me too. And it's kind of like, I may have had that thought, but my opinion 100% shifted for a multitude of reasons. But police lie. They lie. I'm not saying all,
girl,
but these motherfuckers lie. And that's just my own personal experience with police officers, or one in particular. They will lie to save face, save their ass, because they don't want to look like assholes. They will fucking lie. And that was my personal experience. But then you fast forward to Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Tamir Rice. You start, and the only difference now is we can see it.
Mm.
We can see
yeah, I was about to
it.
Say.
That's the only difference. Yes. And now that we're able to see it because of cell phones, thank God to whoever said, hey, let's make cell phones publicly available. Thank you. But it's opened up this huge ass can of worms. So for anyone who has ever said,
no,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Thank you for improving them pixels. Hold on, pause. Let's be honest. Because we know we used to record on cell phones and take pictures on cell phones, and it looks nothing like it looks now.
So now it's better. So now it's better. But whoever said, hey, let's make this more visible, while it's opened up a can of worms, it has made a lot of people see. Now you can see it. So for however many years people are like, oh, don't trust the police, don't trust the police, we're only seeing it from someone's personal opinion. But now you can't, like, how do you disprove this? How do you disprove George Floyd? And we've never covered that shit, but even to this day, like, I've never watched that video. It's very hard. I still can't. So how do you disprove it when now you have cell phone videos and stuff like that, where everything is there for the world to see?
I did watch it.
Mm-mm. No.
And it was so hard.
I can't.
It was so hard to stomach it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hard. Not only hard to stomach it, but I think what sticks. I think what sticks out the most, and what. I mean, a lot of things, just watching it,
mm-hmm.
it's just so hurtful. But when he was just asking for his mother, yo, when a person,
So, I asked that question because, so we have that same opinion, like, while we may have been raised one way, what's happening now is really breeding a lack of trust when it comes to policing. And it's not all police officers are bad, sure. But we've said this before. That wall that y'all want to sit there and fucking protect each other, you wonder why no one trusts you, it's that wall. Mm-hmm. Y'all go ahead and close ranks. You do that. But guess what? No one trusts you. Like, I have an app on my phone. It's not an app. It's this thing. Like, if I were to get pulled over, all I have to say is my operating model, .. I'm getting pulled over. And it automatically starts recording. It's going to call, like, my emergency contacts. It's going to pinpoint my location. And it's going to start recording that interaction. So I have that built.
What is that?
It's some sort of shortcut that was written for Apple iPhones. So that's something that I built into it, because I'm like, I don't care if you're a woman, man, child, you should not. Every interaction should be recorded when it comes to the police, to protect your fucking ass more than anything.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part. That's the part right there, is that at one time, no, I think it was like you said earlier, it was always there. It's just that now we can see it. There's no more denying that this is just something that people say. But it's just put you in a space like, trust nobody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when you are getting pulled over by the police or stopped by the police, and your first instinct is, I need to record. Mm-hmm. There is a huge damn problem.
So why do we talk about this? Because do you need to understand why Miss Bitterson Way may have had a distress in the police? Can anyone who's listening understand that? Like, it's not just her experience. We have had in recent history visible examples of where that mistrust comes from. So you can't fault her. But, and it's like you said, Janine, it's like these motherfuckers proved her point that you cannot be trusted.
I'm thankful that it is public, that everybody is aware now, for the most part, right? And I'm pretty sure that aspect of it makes her feel a lot safer. Because it would make me feel a lot safer. Oh, yeah. Guess what? Everybody knows mm-hmm. it now. So y'all going to move differently yeah. now. Right? And that's part of the reason why we hit record.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have that app on your phone. Right? Because they're going to move different. When they know they can't throw a rock and hide their hand. And I'm also thankful that she does have a civil rights attorney, right, in her corner.
Yeah.
And I hope that they fully investigate what really happened. And if it's an accident, it's an accident. But even if it does turn out that it was a complete accident, them not notifying her and having her months without knowing where her child was, that in itself, there are some answers there. Answer this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really ever be compensated. You can't. Like, you can tack on whatever price tag on that, but as a mother, you could never make it right.
Yeah.
You can patch it up.
There's nothing that can make it right, but what they can do is change their procedures and how they move. So that doesn't, like, it's an epic fucking failure. There ain't no excuse that can make this okay, right? But the only thing that they could do is really change their their procedures and how they manage things. So maybe another family will not experience this. And this is just their police department. I don't know about everyone's police department, but because I'm sure each police department has their own individual holes that they need to kind of fix. But for this one, they need to change. That's the only thing. It wouldn't even make it right. It wouldn't take away any of that shit, but changing how they operate would actually show that maybe they actually gave a shit. Like, damn, we fucked this up, boy.
And that in itself is a big key. Mm-hmm. Is that you want to feel like they care about the community and the people in their community. And I don't really believe that. I believe that that is part of the mistrust. Like, y'all don't care about us.
Yeah.
And some of them, it's so true. Some of them, it's only a check. My heart just goes out to Miss Way and her family, because they have experienced such a loss back to back and in situations that involve their local police department.
Yeah.
Like, to experience loss back to back is
mm-hmm.
it's tough. But then when it's the people that you're supposed to be able to call and you don't even mm-hmm. feel safe calling them,
Yeah, it's true.
And most people, like, you know, and I've heard stuff like this, you know, if you don't, you know, like the community, pack and leave. But I've had situations happen and I wish I could pack and have left somewhere. But how do you do that?
It's to the point, like, I had a little fender bender. It's a couple years ago. It was so minor, but my car had this huge ass dent. And this is all relative, but it was a fender bender in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, I'm going to need a police report to file an insurance claim. Fuck, that means we're going to have to call the police. The person who hit me was a young Black man. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to call the police to file this police report. Fuck it. I'll just drive around with a damn dent. Because I didn't want to call the fucking police. Because I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know the local police department enough to know how they're going to handle this. I'm sure they'd handle it right, but I'm not chancing it. And I'm not calling the police have this experience between for me and my son being in the car and for this young man over a fucking dent. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just drive around with the dent. I'm not calling the police. I'm not filing the claim. I'm leaving it. The car's already dented anyway.
I have done that. Now, I didn't file a claim, but I have done that. And I did it because the guy was so honest with me. The guy was so honest. He was like, we was in a parking lot and he was so honest. And he was like, ma'am, he's like, please, please,
please don't hurt me. See, but
I swear to God, he's like, please. Please, he was like, I'll pay for it. I'll, like, my insurance, whatever you want me to do. He was like, but please. He was like, I don't need anything else. So, and a part of me was like, man, well, then if you don't need anything else, and get your shit together. But then the other part of me was like, you know, young black guy, like,
don't call police.
I regretted it later. You know, I'm going to tell you why I regretted it later. Because his insurance company really did try to fight me on it. Because they was like, yeah, hell yeah. They was like, oh, you didn't do a police report. And I was like, no, I did.
See?
I did not. But ultimately, his insurance wound up did paying for it. Eventually, they did. They did. But I was kind of like, much like you, like, no, I don't want to call the police. And that's not the first time I've done that. I've done that twice. But I tell you what, I'll tell you a funny one. Well, I think it's funny now, but at the time, I didn't think it was funny. So this young black guy rear ends me. I mean, right into my rear end. And at the time I wasn't in any pain. My kid, he was perfectly fine, you know, back there laughing and doing what he do. And so when we got out, we pulled over and I looked at the back of my car. And at first, I'm gonna be real. I cannot make this up. This is exactly how it went. I looked at the back of my car and I really didn't see any damage. Well, I did find out later there really was damage. Like he did something to my trunk where my trunk would not, my lift gate, that's what it's called. It wouldn't lift and close like properly. And I didn't realize it because initially when he hit me, I didn't see any physical damage. Like, you know, like I didn't see anything. I saw like maybe a little scratch or whatever, but his car on the other hand, and maybe because his car kind of sit low to the ground and I had like a SUV at the time. Yo, his car was crunched. I look at him and I look at his car and then I look at my car and I'm like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. He said, what? I said, yeah. I said, don't even worry about it. And he was literally like in shock. But I'm going to tell you what this damn kid does. He was young. And so I took that into consideration. But you know what he wound up doing? I'm going to tell you what he did. I can't make this shit up. He's like, well, who in the hell is going to fix my car? So I looked at him and I tried to be so honest with him. So I knew he was young. So I looked at him and I said, sir, you rear-ended me. I promise you, as an ex-officer, when the police roll up, you're going to be found at fault because you rear-ended me. I said, but I'm giving you the opportunity to just walk away. I said, I'm not going to press charges. I really don't see any damage on my car. I want you to trust me on this. Don't call the police out here. Nope. Girl, he calls the police.
So they found his ass at fault.
Girl, no, it gets worse. No, no, no. Worse. Girl, check this shit out. Police rolls up, sure enough. He gets two tickets. He almost went to jail. Jesus. He was driving without insurance.
Oh.
So therefore, his license was... How did what? He didn't have a valid license. They got him a... So he got following too close. He walked away like two or three fucking tickets here. Excuse me. And I'm looking at him like, you poor damn kid. Like, I tried to help you. Like, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. So I'm driving away. He has to get his shit towed. And I'm like, I tried to tell this kid.
Hard head makes a soft foot.
And I'm just looking at, I'm literally looking at him, shaking my head like, well, you just don't know. But you know what the icing on the cake is? The car was not even in his name. It was in his grandmother's name. So now his grandmother and everybody is calling me. Well, he said, yeah, I lie to you not. They called me for months. Please drop the charges. They're talking about filing something against my grandmother because the car was in her name. Please.
That's not up to you, though.
And I'm like, but I told this kid, go on about your business.
That's up to the state. That's up to the state. Why would they call you?
That's exactly what I told her. I said, well, you know what? At this point, it's kind of out of my hands. I ain't got nothing to do with this. Well, can you please? No, I know. I told this kid to go on about his business.
How something got your number?
Because it's all on an accident report.
Oh, it was an accident. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how I got my number too. Mm. But yeah. I mean, this just goes to show you, like, we won't call the police just to
avoid
stuff like this.
Yes.
But do we have to sometimes? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think and maybe this is not just our community. Maybe there's other communities who feel the same way. But it's like we kind of have to pick and choose. Like, well, how serious am I going to make this? Because am I really going to have to call the police over this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And I know for us, or for me, it's a bit of a lack of trust because I'm like, I don't know. But if I have to, I will. Sometimes you just have to, but even still, you're just looking at them kind of with the side eye, not fully trusting. Like, are you going to do the right thing here? Or are you going to try to make your quota and get your tickets in and write somebody a ticket just because you're short on tickets? I don't know about this state here, but I know there are other states who you do have to write a certain minimum of things or you'd be losing shit. So whoever, I'm not going to say the state, but I do know this firsthand. Yes. You got to write a certain amount of tickets and have a certain amount of requests, arrests of certain things. So I'm like, how do you trust to know? And this is minor. This is a minor thing.
And isn't it sad though? But just hear me out. Isn't it sad that when the other person is a Black male, that we automatically be like safety mode?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because I don't know what this outcome might be because you're young, you're Black, you're a man, or, you know, a young man. I ain't even going to call him out here. Isn't that sad in itself? Like, it's so to the point where we, even as victims, are like, you know what? Hey, I'll suck this up.
Yeah.
And we feel like we're saving a life that is that bad, that we feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But that's, I don't know if that's the burden of, that's the burden. It's the burden of people of color because we have to think that way.
Mm.
Is it a burden? Is that the right word? But it is.
I don't know if it's a burden or if it's, I don't know if it's a burden or it's a understanding.
Maybe understanding.
That we have for each other, even though we don't always show it. Like, I'm pretty sure in his mind, he never really thought that I was keeping him safe. That's why he called anyway, right? So he never could see the bigger picture. But me, as an older person, as an ex-officer, as a mother, I was trying to do it for him what I want somebody to do for my son.
Yeah. But then how do you, like, and again, this is minor stuff that we're talking about here, but if you can't trust them with these small things, how the hell you gonna trust them when it comes to something bigger?
Like, oh, it was an accident.
Like here. Right. Accidents happen every day.
Right.
But this is an accident and y'all 5 months?
It looks like a cover up. It does. Mm. It looks like a cover up. It looks like something is just not. I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I hope it was an accident. I hope there was no cover up. I hope they dig and they find that nope, it was a miscommunication, a awful miscommunication, and you know, some change still needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope.
Yeah, for her sake. But I'm like, it's a good thing she's got an attorney that's kind of willing to, not kind of, that is willing to go to bat for her. And I think you do need someone who's high profile. And I wonder if that's why we're just hearing about it now, because he's a pretty prominent high profile attorney. Mm-hmm. So we are in a completely different state. And of course it went viral on social media. That's where I first saw it on TikTok, of course. And that's where I first saw it. And I was like, well, let me kind of look into this. And I'm like, holy shit, this really happened. This really happened? How the fuck does this happen? But because there's someone high profile involved in it, now it's making its way to everybody else. And now everyone's like, well, what the fuck? What is this? What is this? Now, it made TikTok news, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And we're covering it now. But people need to know. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to know that things like this still happen. Everyone sits here and thinks, oh, well, things have changed. And we, you know, there's reverse racism because, you know, we're teaching about slavery in school. But does this not prove that shit hasn't changed? That people in power will still manipulate they will manipulate situations.
I don't think it has anything to do with reverse.
Oh no, I'm not saying this is a racism issue, right?
Not this particular case, but overall, it has to do with the fact that they want to not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't talk about it, that means we don't talk about it. That means no one has to know. If we could just erase this from history,
it ain't happen.
And it ain't happen.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't talk about it, no one looks like who we are. And for people to, yo, I tell you, like, I know this is off topic, so please just help me, because sometimes when we start talking about certain things, it's just a slippery slope, right? But when people talk about how slavery benefited Black people, the hell you say?
So I wonder if, so isn't what they're doing there, what they're doing in Jackson, isn't that the definition of a cover-up?
Well, I feel like, absolutely. I feel like, prove me wrong. Same thing we were saying earlier. If we don't talk about it, it didn't happen. So if we just act like this didn't happen, prolong this as much as we can, I swear to you, something ain't right. It's a cover-up. Somebody's hiding something. Something happened. And just so that we're clear, just so that it's no misunderstanding, the police officer that hit this young man was also a person of color.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know.
No, that's not correct.
No, I just don't know. I don't remember seeing a picture because I don't think they disclosed. They didn't disclose who did it. And the fact that they're not, like you said, like the it does feel like a cover-up. I mean, they're not even disclosing the police officer's name. What's that about? I mean, is it to protect his identity because it was ruled an accident? So maybe they find it not fault. But it happened to somebody. Like,
No, that's suspect too. That's suspect too.
Yeah. Why? Okay, so this definitely feels like a cover up, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely feels like it's some missing pieces to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that they haven't disclosed the police officer's name, that's kind of suspect. Hey, it was an accident. I get trying to protect somebody's identity, especially if they're deeming it an accident. But now you're about to have another court case on this, sir. People, they're about to, if Mr. Crump is involved. So,
you know, who knows? It might be a case where we might have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And discuss it further. Like once some more stuff kind of comes out about it, it very well may be a case where we have to come back and discuss it because, you know, this poor lady loses her brother, right? It's her brother first.
Mm-hmm. Her brother. Yep.
Under some suspicious stuff. And now her son.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows?
I think you're right. I think we probably need to follow it. I think this is one that requires, I think we need to follow and see kind of what comes of it because they still have an active lawsuit based off of Miss Betterson's Wade's brother. And then it's likely they're about to have another one. So we'll probably have to do a follow-up episode. What do you think? I don't know. Takeaway. What did we learn? It's just a shitty situation. Like I can't pull together anything that I've learned. Or I don't have a takeaway here.
I'm in agreement with that. Like, I don't know if I really have a takeaway. I would really definitely like to get more information and do a comeback after some more facts come out, after her attorney gives that push that she probably needed. Because like you stated earlier, would we have even heard about this? Would we have even heard about her? Because we didn't even hear about the other incident, right?
No. That didn't make national news, nope.
Right. So now we have. So maybe we'll be able to come back and talk about that change or that outcome. Because right now I'm just like, believe it or not, I know this is probably going to sound really, you know, sucky, but like here we are again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
almost what we was discussing, you know, in our previous episodes. Like, dang,
yeah,
again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't have anything, but all I do know is there's accidents happen every single day. But the timeline of events that have happened here is very, very suspicious. Maybe that's my biggest takeaway. This shit is really sus. Maybe that's it.
Really?
That's it. Really? Maybe that's the takeaway. That something, math ain't math and something ain't right. And we definitely need to follow it. You're right. Just to kind of see how this is all going to play out. Because now we have to pay attention to both cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's one family. And I think one attorney that's going to help them address both.
So in the beginning of our episode, we started off our episode with a poem. And that was an authentic poem. I wrote that poem myself. And it's a poem from a mother to a son. And even though it was a mother to son, a mother's role is just that, a mother's role, and it's to any of her children, son, daughter. And we chose that poem on November the 3rd to honor all mothers that have lost a child and to honor our family as well.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.